This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep and Renee Montaigne are away. I'm John Idsty. The widow of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. has died. Coretta Scott King was 78 years old. Her death was announced today by Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta and a close family friend. After her husband's assassination in 1968, Coretta Scott King continued his work for nonviolent social change. Here she is speaking at a rally that year in Memphis.
How long will it take? How many men must die before we can really have a free and true and peaceful society?
Coretta Scott King speaking in 1968. Joining me now to talk about her life and legacy is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Welcome, Juan.
Good morning, John.
Juan, you knew Coretta Scott King. Tell us about her life and work.
John, this was a very quiet, dignified woman who, in a sense, was never trained to be the widow of the great civil rights leader. She was trained, in fact, to be a classical musician. She trained at Antioch in Ohio, Yellow Springs, Ohio, at the Conservatory of Music there in voice and violin. And it was later, while she was in Boston, that she met Martin Luther King Jr. And as a result, it cast her into a life that, in some ways, I don't think she was prepared for, going to Montgomery where the famous bus boycott started. And she was living as a pastor's wife at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. And then later, of course, having four children. So she was a mother. She was a supporter of her husband. At some point during the movement, had freedom concerts in which she combined prose and poetry and her music to raise money for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But this was not the life that Coretta Scott King had prepared for in many ways.
And we have some tape of her describing when she married Dr. King.
I married Martin Luther King Jr. because I came to love him after I met him, but I also married the cause that we both shared and the commitment, and so that made it possible when he was no longer here for me to continue, because I understood what Martin Luther King stood for, and I felt that Martin himself was the noble example of what human beings could achieve, and I was hoping that we could raise up younger generations of people who would follow in Martin Luther King Jr.'s principles of nonviolence and methods to bring about social change and to create the beloved community that he envisioned.
Juan, how did Coretta Scott King go about the work her husband started after his death?
Well, John, I think the main thing to recall is, of course, she established the King Center in Atlanta, which is, I guess, about 23 acres. It's now a national historic park. And you know, I think it's the biggest tourist attraction in Atlanta. And I think sometimes people forget it was the first institution really built in memory of an African-American leader. And it has become, I think, the centerpiece of her work after Dr. King's death, but it's also become somewhat controversial in that she tried to control every small detail of the King Center to the point, of driving people away because of her intense control, if you will, over the speeches, his letters, his books. She wanted to get revenue from these things, and I think many people feel as if King is a national treasure and it's the emphasis should be on spreading his message. So she became controversial in that sense, but she was always regarded, especially within the African-American community, as a queen. I mean, the equivalent, our Jackie Kennedy, if you will, and someone to be honored in that way.
She also worked hard to get the holiday established.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a woman who was married to Dr. King for 15 years, but she didn't go on to lead demonstrations, if you will. She didn't embrace his organization, the one he created, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But she did go about in a very direct way trying to continue his legacy and to make sure that people honored his legacy and understood the work of her husband.
Thanks, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
You're welcome, John.